Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for another opportunity to have. Today we have my aunt with us, Aunt Mary Deans, a.k.a. Minister Mary Deans of West Point, Mississippi. I'm so glad to have her sitting here in my living room with me on today. She came to share the word. Say hello, Aunt Mary.
Hello, how you all doing today?
That's Aunt Mary's beautiful voice, and she's going to share with us the word in just a little bit. But before we go into the word, we're gonna offer up a prayer. Father God, we come right now, Lord, and we just say thank you, God. Father God, we thank you for this space. Father God, we thank you for your word. Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to come together, Father God, just to talk about you, just to talk about your Son and your Holy Spirit, God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for just allowing us, Father God, to be able to sit and talk about you, knowing that there are other places in this world, Father God, where they don't have this privilege, Lord God. But Father God, I just ask right now, Father God, that you just shine on your servant that's about to give us his word, Father God. Father God, let your Holy Spirit just flow through here, Lord God. Father God, we know that this is no coincidence, Lord God, that your ways are not like our ways, Father God. And if we just be obedient, Lord God, everything will work out just the way that you want it to be. So, Father God, we invite you into this interview right now, Father God, to just have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. So, Aunt Mary, I just want to tell you thank you for accepting my invite this morning and just coming on down the road. Those of you that might not know and those of you that might know, Aunt Mary don't live too far down the road from me. And I just asked her, and she didn't change another word. She came on, and she was prepared, and she has a word. How you feeling today, Aunt Mary?
I feel fine.
She said she feel fine. I wish I could see her. She's sitting here with a blue shirt on with a stars on her shirt and got on her black rim glasses, and she's looking pretty sitting up here, and she's about to give us this word this morning. As I said, we're in my living room, and for those of you that are sitting out there, I just want y'all to just picture us. I'm sitting up here in a house coat. But to God be the glory. It don't stop anything because we still gonna do what we came to do. Hey Mary, so how do you feel about preaching?
Well, I'm doing what God called me to do. Sometimes I feel a little reluctant because I don't want to say the wrong thing and mislead nobody. But I want people saved.
Amen.
I want people saved. It's a verse stick with me. Few shall find it. As many. The road is entering at the narrow gate. And that bothered me. One day I was listening to YouTube. I heard this young man, he was talking about God had spoke to him. I can't remember. It was a vision of what God had spoke to him. And he basically said, what you can find in Matthew 7 chapter. He said, Jesus said, I'm coming soon. And many shall not make it.
My God.
Few shall not make it. And I know this is true because Jesus have spoke to me nearly 20 years ago in my house, praying with my older sister. He said, I'm coming soon.
My God.
I'm coming soon. He said it audible. It wasn't like he speak to you through your spirit, your mind. The audible he said, I'm coming soon.
My Lord.
And so praise the Lord. The ways that we see going on in this world, we see wars. We see, oh, praise your name.
My Lord. Pandemics.
We see pandemics. We see floods. We see earthquakes.
Epidemics.
We see famine. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We can read that in Matthew 24. He said, when you see these things begin to happen, he tell us to look up because our Redeemer draweth nigh. But the church is asleep. The church is going on about their business.
Amen.
They're not hearing God's word.
My God.
They don't read God's word. If they only read God's word, they would fear him and turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
But they're not reading the word of God. They're not, and Bible said there's going to be a famine of the word in the land.
In Amos,
so
sure
praise your name, Christ.
Amen.
He said that's what Mashiach saw. He said there's going to be a famine. And I don't know where the famine coming from. People's not preaching the word of God, or what the message they're preaching. But people feel comfortable sitting up in their church and continuing their sin. And God is calling us. It bothers me when I see so many people not even worried about their soul salvation.
My Lord.
It hurts me. And it's been troubling my spirit. So I know this is no accident when my niece called me and asked me about it. Because I said, Lord, I've been asking, Lord, I laid awake at night, worried about people's souls. I lay awake at night. And I want to do other minister care. What is going on? The Lord is soon to return. And we are not, the church don't seem to be awake. The Bible said, watch. And I'll say that later on in the message. Watch. What are we watching for? We're watching for the events to happen. So it happened. So we know it's at the door.
So Aunt Mary, so I'm calling you Aunt Mary, but Minister Deans. So is that why you feel that you are so passionate about the word of God? I mean, before you even accepted your call as a minister, I remember growing up with you and around you. And all my life, I've always watched you watch TV. I've watched you watch these preachers on TV preaching and stuff like that. So I knew it was always in you. The spirit was always in you. I've even witnessed and heard you speak in tongues and stuff like that right there. And from then, from being a little girl to now, I've always just looked at you as a person that is passionate about God, you're so passionate about Christ. And you just said a while ago, it's because you want to see people saved. So do you think sometimes this passion that you have, do you feel like it's a burden?
Sometimes I do. But I was reading this morning, and God put those burdens up on you. So you'll care about people. God used to have visions, give me visions. He still give me visions. But these visions were about people who have left, leaving this world.
My God.
The first vision was about two deacons at my church. One was, I saw a flag fall to the ground, and I didn't know what it meant. And about 2 or 3 days later, this man left and went to heaven.
My Lord.
And a few days later, oh, praise your name, Lord. I saw another flag, same flag that fell before. And it fell to the ground. My father left and went to heaven.
My Lord.
Three white flags. I've seen things that wasn't white. It was black.
My Lord.
Oh, praise your name, Lord. I have seen death angels before people have passed. And spent for one person. I saw a death angel. It was two death angels. And praise your Lord, I've seen people's casket. I've seen people in my neighborhood. I've seen the dark, the group, it was dark. I have seen when this pandemic began, God gave me a vision of animal sheeps, different size. They was packed together. There was the bushes was all around, trees was all around them. But they was packed in so tight together. And they was going down this road. And another group met at a fork. They went on down the road. And then I saw a hill. And I saw a cross. Like a cross, a little lighted cross they put on the cemetery. And I misinterpreted listening to some other ministers who, I won't go to that. But God was telling me then that many was going to leave this world. But they got the opportunity. They were sheep.
My Lord. God. Jesus.
They were sheep. Many, many, many packed together. Many people's left this world during this pandemic.
Amen.
and went to be with God.
Yes, Lord.
They went to be with our
Glory Father. Glory to your name, God.
And I thought it was going to be because they was saying it's going to be over in a few months. Oh, my God.
My Lord.
It's going to be over by Passover. So I thought it was going to, I really thought it was going to be, it was going to be a revival then. But the sheep's are still going home.
My Lord.
The sheep's, I talked to a few people. And they said they couldn't breathe. They thought they was going to die. Family members. They said they thought they was going to die. My sister-in-law, her niece, said they thought they was going to die.
It was terrible.
And it's, oh my God. And I'm sure they cleared the way. I'm sure they said, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Lord, if I die, I want to go to be with you. And they repented. And they went to be with our Father in heaven.
My Lord.
Those who left here. But those who praise your name, Lord God. It's coming back rough again.
It is.
I heard a young man, my cousin, he passed away yesterday. And his mother and his brother both have it. She doesn't know her son is gone.
My Lord.
Oh, my God. People, you repent and Amen. Get right with God.
Amen.
The time is now. Get right with God. And those of us who are alive, we don't know the day or the hour
My Lord.
Of our departure from
That's
this world.
Right. We don't know.
And we can't play with God.
Amen.
We got to be ready.
Yes, God.
We have to be ready to meet our Maker.
Amen.
Because this life is just like a speck.
It is.
It's like a drop of water.
It's a bubble on the water.
Out of the ocean. Eternity continue forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
No ending.
And no ending.
So we should want to repent daily. We should repent daily.
We got to repent
all
daily.
Through the day.
The Bible said, don't let the what?
Sun go down.
Down your wrath.
That's right.
I got up there in church. One young lady say, we got to need build one thing, build a physical building, but we need to build a spiritual building. Have love in the church was our words, I think, one. And I was the next person to speak because I had the records and I just told them. I had laid on my couch that Sunday before and I had checked my heart because some things people have did to me, I hadn't quite forgiven them. So I had to check my heart. You have to check yourself.
We do.
And praise the Lord. And Lord, like he just removed. Hey, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
He just removed. I had no malice against those people.
Thank you, Lord.
People who had used me.
Thank you, Lord.
Even though my brother got on me about it, I had no malice. The devil will come back and stick it up in your face.
He will.
But I have no malice. You just push it down.
Amen.
And you know it's the devil.
Amen. That's why we got the word.
We
have to use the word against the enemy.
The Bible said what? Don't pay evil for evil.
That's right.
The Bible said vengeance is mine.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
He said vengeance is mine.
I just said that this morning.
Praise your name, Lord God.
And then Mary, I'm not going to cut you off right here, but I'm going to give you the floor now to go into your word. And again, like I said, I thank you for coming. If you want to pray before you go into your word, I'm just going to introduce you, Minister Mary C. Deans from Hopewell, Mississippi, and she's going to come in her own way at this time. So hear ye her.
Thank you. Oh, praise your name, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just give you glory.
Yes, God.
Oh, Father, we love you in a little finite
way. We love you,
Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
We really don't know how to love you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Because you loved us so much, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Oh, no greater love than this. Then you lay down your son, your life for your friend. Father, you call us friends.
Yes, God.
And I thank you for being my friend.
Thank you, Lord.
I know you, my friend, Lord.
Yes, God.
Because if you wasn't my friend, Lord, I would be in a pitiful condition.
My Lord.
Lord, you're my friend. You're long-suffering, Lord God.
Yes, God.
You've been long-suffering with me, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, I would have had not been perishing in my inner
head. Mercy, Lord God.
Father, I just thank you for being long-suffering.
Thank you, Lord God.
Lord, I thank you that you took my family through Corona.
Thank you, Lord God.
And you brought them through, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
I know I've had some distant relatives that die.
Mercy, God.
Mercy,
Lord
God. Well, Lord, I thank you for
bringing
me through this, Lord.
Yes, God.
My family, I haven't had it, Father. I don't plan on getting it, Father.
Mercy,
but
God.
But I just thank you for bringing my nieces.
Yes, God.
Their husband.
Thank
their child,
you, Lord God.
My brother, his wife.
Yes, God.
My nephew. Oh, mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord God.
You brought them through nephews.
Thank you, Lord God.
Two nephews.
Nobody
Lord.
But you, Lord
Lord,
God.
It was you, Father. We
thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for your grace and your mercy.
Thank you, God.
Lord, I will praise your name.
Thank you, Lord,
Father,
God.
Do not
Hallelujah,
let your word
Jesus.
Return to you, Lord, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Let, as I speak, Lord
yes,
God.
Yes, God.
Take the range of my tongue.
Give us strength, Lord
the
God.
The range of my mind.
Yes, God.
That somebody may hear.
Yes, God.
That somebody be saved.
Yes, Lord.
I started something. I wrote it several times. But I'm going to begin with 1 Peter 14.
Amen.
It said, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God.
Mm.
And if it begins first with us,
Jesus,
his church, what shall the end be for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
My Lord.
If the righteous one scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinners appear?
My God.
If we scarcely be saved.
Jesus.
We have no to look down on anybody else.
My Lord.
If we scarcely are saved.
My Lord.
I'm going to run to Revelation.
Amen.
The third chapter. Maybe you'll hear Revelation if you don't hear me. Jesus was talking to the church at Sardis, and he said, I know your works, that you have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead.
Jesus.
Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain but are really ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God.
Jesus.
He's the judge. Remember, therefore, how you were have received and heard. We've been listening in churches for years. Listen to the word of God.
Amen.
But it's like it bouncing off our heads.
Jesus.
The preacher preaching, we don't know what he say at the end of the sermon.
Amen.
We ask, praise the Lord.
My Lord.
He tell us, he said, hold fast. It reminds me of the sowers. I'll get to that later. He said, and repent.
Jesus.
He said, therefore, if you will not watch, I will come unto you as a thief. You will not know the hour. I will come to you. He told us over in the Bible what things like Matthew 24 chapter, what things to look for. He have told us these things. He have told us Thessalonians, hell praise you, Thessalonica, church of Thessalonica. What things to look for.
My Lord.
But we don't read this book.
My
How
Lord.
Do we know what to look for?
Jesus.
We just go on and we do anything. We let our flesh, this carnal nature.
That's right.
We let this flesh lead us.
Amen.
We eat things we don't supposed to eat.
My Lord.
We'll look at shows on
My
TV
Lord.
We're not supposed to look at.
Amen.
We'll get movies that's filthy.
Amen.
We got the Holy Spirit in us.
Ah, yeah,
we
God.
Are the church.
Amen.
The Bible said what? Don't squish the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
We watch anything we want to watch. We look at anything we want to look at.
Mercy, God.
We curse.
Yeah, Lord.
Bible said if we don't do it physically, we do it in our minds and our thoughts.
Mercy, God.
The Holy
God.
Spirit got to set up there. We set up that grieving the Holy Spirit.
Mercy, God.
I go on and say, I will come unto you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come unto you. He said, we know. He told us to watch, so we know it's getting close.
Jesus.
We know it's at the door.
Jesus.
He said, look up. Your Redeemer. When all these things begin to happen, Jesus, we're supposed to look up because our Redeemer is growing. Where?
Mercy, nah. Lord.
He said, I have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not sawed their garments. They will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
My God.
He wants us walking as he walked.
Yes.
He told us, be ye holy, for I am holy. But we are not walking right.
Mercy, God.
We are not walking right.
Help us, Lord.
He told us, enter in at the what? Straight
gate. Straight gate. Narrow. Help us, Lord, God.
Oh, praise the Lord. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
He said, you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
I will go on, going further. He said, they are worthy. He who overcometh shall be clothed in white garments. You got to put these things aside.
Yes, Lord.
You got to put the sinful carnal nature aside, the sinful nature aside.
Help us, Lord.
This flesh can't boss us. We got to take hold of this flesh.
That's right,
and
amen.
And praise the Lord. And walk as God said.
Hi, yes, God.
We got to walk like he said. We got to keep his commandments.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to be outside the gate.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord, like
help
dogs.
Help us, Lord, God.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he called those dogs. And I heard a preacher say the other day that dogs was called male prostitutes. I mean, those who just did anything with their bodies.
My Lord.
Mercy, Lord. Hey, Pachibah. The homosexual didn't just start then.
Amen.
Oh, praise your name, Lord.
My Lord.
He who overcometh shall be clothed with white garments. Oh, praise your name. And I will not blot his name out of the book of life.
Jesus.
He said he won't erase your name out of the book of life. That means your name can be erased out the book of life.
Help us, Lord.
Excuse me. It means your name can be erased out.
Help us, Lord, God.
You straighten it up and repent.
Yes, God.
It's I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This reminds me when he was telling, oh, praise the Lord. He will, oh, praise the Lord. He will praise the Lord. He was praising me that it enter in the straight gate. Because it leads to eternal life.
Yes.
And few shall find
few,
it.
Few, my God.
It's a broad and wide. It's a gateway to to hell.
Help
to
us,
destruction.
Lord. Help us, Lord.
And many, many, many shall find it.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. It said, before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear. He also talked to the church of Laodicea and told him he didn't want you. He wanted you. He said, I know your works. That you are neither hot nor cold.
Jesus.
I wish you were hot or cold. So then, because you are lukewarm.
Jesus.
He wants you on fire.
That's right.
He wants you on fire. Maybe you don't know how to get on fire and you be cold.
Ooh, my God.
But you mean you know the way. And you're walking the wrong way.
Jesus.
You know the way.
Help
You've been taught the way. He said, excuse me. He told in the church, he called church at Sardis. He said, I have not found your works perfect before the Lord. He wants your works perfect before him.
Yes.
He said, I don't want you lukewarm. He said, I will spit.
My God.
You know when you spit up something, it make you sick to your stomach.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Lord.
He said, I will spit you out.
Vomit you up. Ah! Help us, Lord.
Please, church, first repent and get right.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
Go praise your name, Lord God. He said, oh, my God.
Jesus.
For you say, I am rich, I have goods, stored up goods, and have need of nothing. Yet do you not realize that you are wretched, miserable, poor, and naked? Church, God wants us to get right.
Yes, Lord.
In Revelation, the 23rd chapter, he talks to the church. He said, let the just, the unjust, stay unjust. Oh, praise your name. Let
Jesus.
Me find it just a second.
Jesus.
It said, oh, praise your name, Lord God. It said, but blessed are those who do his commandments. He wants us to do his commandments.
Yes.
He wants us to live as he told us to live.
Amen.
He don't want us to walk around in sin.
Amen.
You can't have two masters.
Yeah,
you have to have one. That's it's God or Satan.
My Lord.
Satan and his all his imps, and you are going to hell if you don't straighten
Jesus.
Up.
Jesus.
Well, praise your name.
Preach
you want
amen.
To follow God.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed are those who do his commandment that they may have a right to the tree of life.
My Lord.
And may enter through the gate into the city. That city is called heaven.
Thank you, Lord God.
Outside. It's outside the gates. You want to go to heaven. The Bible say, are dogs.
Jesus.
Sorcerers. Those who do divination, witchcraft, and all that. Horoscope and stuff. Get away from the horoscope stuff.
Amen.
It's of the devil.
Amen. Help,
in case
Lord.
You thought you're right. Get that zodiac mess around your neck.
My Lord.
It's around your neck. It said, outside are dogs.
Jesus.
Sorcerers. And they ain't talking about them animal dogs you love so much.
My Lord.
It says sorcerers and sexual immoral.
My Lord.
See, we think that a homosexual is the only one that's sexual immoral.
Jesus.
But anybody who commit adultery is
yes,
sexual
fornication.
Immoral.
Yes, Lord.
Fornication, adultery. All
God.
That's in there. Get it right, people.
Help, Lord.
You can't
God.
Go to heaven like this, people.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, praise your
repent.
Name, Lord God.
Yes,
you can't
God.
Make it in. It said, and murderers. See, we can murder people with our mouth.
That's right.
Our tongue. Our thoughts.
Help us.
Even our thoughts.
Jesus.
Because, see, God discerned the heart.
That's right.
It was the spirit.
Woo.
People may not never know you hate them.
That's
but
right.
your spirit. God discerned the spirit.
That's right.
He judged the spirit, the mind,
help,
the thoughts
Lord.
Of man. We got to get it right, church.
Help us, Lord.
And idolaters, those who worship idols and love. And even talk about covetousness.
Mm-hmm.
See, covetry is idolatry.
That's right.
And we got to get it right, people.
That's right.
And he the only God you're supposed to have.
Amen.
Oh, praise your name.
Bless your
we
name,
we can make
God.
Our phone. We can make Facebook. We can make our church. We can make our house.
Anything.
Our God.
Help
anything.
Us, Lord God.
We can make anything our God.
Yes, God.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Ooh, help
church,
us, Lord.
Let's get right with God.
Amen.
Anyone who love and practice the lie.
Jesus.
The lie is that Satan says all right.
He's a father.
It's all I'm talking about. Woo. He the father lie.
Jesus.
Someone asked me yesterday, should we hate Satan? Yes. Yes, we should hate
yes,
Satan.
Yes, Lord. He hate us.
He the one. He hate us. He
Jesus.
Want us to go to hell with him. He the one Woo. Brought sin into the world.
Yes.
Oh, praise your name, Lord God.
Jesus.
We hate his ways. So we won't do them.
My Lord.
Bible said hate evil.
That's right.
He said hate it.
My Lord.
Anything, any sin. Go to the Ten Commandments. Go down and read them.
Amen.
You'll find out. God didn't do away with the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
He just summed them up in two verses. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart
yes.
and all thy soul. And thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, Lord.
They said the neighbor you won't steal.
That's
won't
right.
kill. You won't murder. You want to cover what they got?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You love God. There's one God.
Yes.
All others are fakes. Man made them up.
That's right.
They're not real. God is God. He's holy.
Yes.
He's merciful.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin? That grace may abound. We get
no.
more grace. He said, God forbid.
That's right, Pa.
He said, shall I continue? He said, shall we continue in sin? Because
Jesus.
We are not on the law. He said, God forbid.
God forbid it.
Over there in 11th chapter Rome, it said, therefore consider the goodness and the severity of God.
Jesus.
Severity towards those who fail. Those who don't keep his word.
My God.
People, you got to obey the word of God.
Yes.
I don't know because we accept certain things because everybody doing them in the
That's
church.
That's right.
But it's still sin.
That's right.
It said, but goodness towards those if you continue in his goodness.
My Lord.
We got to continue in it. We
yes.
can't go. You can't have your leg across the tree.
Yeah.
One across the fence. You one God.
That's
you
right.
Love one and hate the other.
My it God.
Said if they do not remain in unbelief, it says, excuse me, otherwise you will be cut off. Excuse me. That's 11th chapter of Rome. Down in the start at the 22nd verse. Otherwise you'll be cut off.
My Lord.
And if those who do not remain in those who do not remain in unbelief will be drafted in, for God is able to draft in them again.
My
he was
Lord.
Talking about the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
They can be drafted in again.
My Lord.
But see, you don't supposed to jump in and out.
My Lord.
You can't jump in and
don't
out.
Because
you don't
my
know you can't
God.
Play with God.
My
He's
Lord.
A holy God.
Yes.
He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a holy God. He tell us over there is we got a new life in Christ.
Yes, God.
He said, brother, by the mercy of God, present our bodies.
Yes.
As a living
yes, God.
Sacrifice. That's the reasonable service. That is not the top cream. That's at the bottom.
My God.
That's what is expected of you.
Jesus.
Don't conform to this world.
Yes.
See, if you're walking in the world, you're going the wrong way.
That's right.
If you're living in this world and doing the things that were committing adultery,
Amen.
Having sex outside the bond of marriage.
Amen.
And it's marriage to a man, a woman, not a woman or a man, not just two the same.
My Lord.
Praise your name,
Teach
God.
Teach, amen.
Do not be transformed to the world. The church won't accept anything. They don't want to accept shacking. Oh, no.
Help,
no.
Lord God.
A church won't accept anything.
Jesus.
But just know, God is holy.
Yes,
he said, be ye holy. Be ye holifying God.
Yes.
He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, God.
How do we transfer our mind? We get in this word.
That's right.
And read this word. Get your marker. Go to the Dollar Tree. Get you a punch, a pack of markers, and get you some red, they cost a dollar, red ink pens and black ink pens.
Amen.
And when you read through the second time, underline it a second time, a third time, a fourth time.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get right to the notes in the border of your Bible. Praise your name, Lord
Hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Get you a good Bible.
Yes.
Some Bible have, some Bibles, I won't recommend a certain Bible, but some Bible have good notes in it.
Amen.
You got good verses down there so that you can run verses on it, help you understand more.
Amen.
It said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable.
Yes.
Who are you trying to accept? You're trying to accept God. Be acceptable to God.
Yes.
Not to man.
Not
if man.
Man
like it, there may be something wrong with you.
Jesus.
If God is pleased, you on the right
path. You are right, my
You're
Lord.
All right. It's an acceptable and perfect will of God. We want to walk in God's perfect will.
Amen.
Not man's will.
Amen.
Oh, praise your name, Lord
Hallelujah,
God.
God,
you're so awesome.
Yes, you are,
Oh,
God.
Praise the Lord.
Yes,
Oh,
God.
Praise your Lord. Oh, Logo Shika Masai. God did by sending his... God loved us so.
Yes.
He sent his son.
Yes.
Who's all bound to hell. Eternity in a hell's fire. That's what is so terrible. The fire
Mercy.
Is never quenched. It never warm. It never stopped eating on you.
Jesus.
No way to get out of there.
Jesus.
Eternity in hell.
My God.
Separated from God.
Never ending, my
oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
Help,
Evan,
Lord
Evan,
God.
Ever. You
Jesus.
Go to prison, you may stay a few years.
Jesus.
You may stay a lifetime. Some people on death row have got saved.
Yes.
They got executed.
Mercy
but
God.
But they accepted God.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. God is a merciful God. Church, get it right.
Amen.
No, you should sit up in church all your life.
Amen.
Urging people in the church.
Ooh, amen.
Oh, praise God. On the deacon boat, something that praying and,
Jesus.
And doing count the money, whatever you do. Up there in the pulpit preaching the word of God.
My God.
And then when you die, your Ooh, soul is in hell.
Go to hell. Help us,
Up
Lord
there
God.
Making beautiful music for the church.
My God.
Up there singing beautiful songs and your soul
Help,
in right
Lord
with God.
God.
Church, get it right.
Get
God.
It right. Lord,
get it
mercy.
Right. Oh, praise the Lord.
Mercy,
oh,
God.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's as many as led by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
These are the sons of God. Who leading you?
Mm.
Holy God of heaven.
My Lord.
Who leading you?
Jesus.
It's as many as led. If the Spirit leads you, the Spirit ain't going to lead you to do wrong.
That's right.
The spirit ain't gonna lead you to cut
That's
your brother's
right.
throat.
Jesus.
Spirit ain't gonna lead you to murder nobody.
Teach ain't married.
Spirit ain't gonna lead you to commit adultery.
My Lord.
Spirit ain't gonna lead you to marry no man and you a man.
Teach who?
There's no such thing as two husbands.
My
and
God.
No
Teach.
Thing as two wives and two wives.
Jesus.
Oh no.
Help God.
Oh no.
Turn it around,
no.
Lord God. Jesus.
He says, men is led by the Spirit of God. These are the sons of God.
Yes.
Whose son are you?
Jesus.
Who daughter are you?
My God.
The daughter of God or the daughter of the devil?
Jesus.
Turn around.
Turn it around.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord. The Spirit, the Bible said, the Spirit himself. The Holy Spirit is in
yes.
you.
Yes.
Bear witness with our spirit that we are what? Are the children of God. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you.
My Lord.
If you don't have God in you,
mercy.
He said, ask for it.
That's right.
If you can never feel the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
See, I couldn't feel the Holy Spirit. And I knew I wasn't right with God.
Mercy, God.
And sometimes now, if I get on the wrong track, the Holy Spirit uses
Amen.
No vomit in me.
Amen.
And I have to repent.
Amen.
Church, repent.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Ooh,
oh,
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. It's if God is in us,
Ooh,
who
Jesus.
Can be against us? Who said that not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us? How shall he not give us when we ask? He gave his son.
Yes.
All we got to do is ask.
Amen.
Jerry. We got to do is ask. Oh, praise the Lord, God.
Bless your name,
oh,
God.
Oh, praise the Lord, God. Oh, praise the Lord.
Bless your name,
Oh,
God.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
It's in the righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. Who the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh.
Yes.
But according to the what?
Spirit.
Spirit.
Oh, yeah, God.
See, we got to walk what God wants to walk.
That's right.
We can't do what we want to do.
That's right.
He said, let not sin reign in our mortal body.
Mm.
That's what he said. This is the word of God.
Amen.
This is over here in Rome, our sixth chapter. We can't let sin reign in our mortal
That's
body.
Right. That's right.
Oh, praise the Lord. He said, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
That means hell, in case you don't know.
Jesus.
The wages of sin is death. But what? The gift of God. What is the gift of God?
Eternal.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, God.
That's his gift. He died on
yes.
that cross. Eternal life through Christ Jesus.
Yes, God.
Have you made Jesus your Lord? You want him as your Savior, but it's a Lord.
Yes.
And Savior. See, when Jesus is Lord, he's our master.
Yeah.
We're like slaves to him. He's a sovereign God. See, God made man for his own pleasure.
That's right.
He made it for his own pleasure to worship him.
Yes.
We don't have no authority in that. We bow to him.
Yes.
He said, jump. We said, how high, Lord?
Amen.
So we think we are own.
Jesus.
We think our own, we come down to our finances.
Jesus.
But don't you remember how these servants, he gave, issued out to his servant when he came back?
My Lord.
And Jesus was telling them. He was telling this parable, and they said, oh, he's talking about against us.
My Lord.
People, we got to get right with the Lord.
Amen. Repent.
People got to get right. We got to repent.
Jesus.
Repent, repent, repent.
Repent.
We got to repent, repent, repent.
Yes.
I remember, excuse me.
Jesus
said, whoever shall believe in me shall have what? Eternal life.
Amen.
You believe in him, you got to do it. You got to keep his commandment.
That's right.
So you got to fear him. Because he is who? God. He's God all by himself.
Amen.
He's God. He's God. And he tells that in our Bible, he said, he tells us in his word that we in the last days, some will say the day of judgment, exactly. He said, some will say, Lord, have I not did this? Lord, have I not did that?
Amen.
Lord, have I not cast out devils in your name.
Lord.
He said, your name. Mm. See, the devil don't, you may be a fake. But the devil don't know it. So when he did the devil, he said, you command that devil to come out, he'll come out. Because he don't know that you're not the real thing. You better be the real thing.
Jesus.
Because on judgment day.
Jesus.
On judgment day. He think I said, oh, Lord, what all I did. So you don't want to be in the wrong line on judgment
day. That's right.
Day.
My God.
You don't want to be in the great white throne.
Too late.
No. You want to be in the Bema line.
My Lord.
You, a Bema line, it said you're going to be rewarded according to your works.
My Lord.
And three white grown only different, you get to go to heaven.
My Lord.
You'll be in heaven. But on the great white throne of judgment, you're going to be rewarded for your works, and you are
my Lord.
Going to hell.
My Lord.
I heard somebody say, a preacher said yesterday, that why we got to be judged if we in heaven? You're going to be handing out rewards.
Mm.
In hell, you're going to be handing out rewards too.
Jesus.
There's different, different punishments in hell.
Jesus.
Oh, church. Oh, my God. My God.
Help, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. God. Church, we got to get it right.
Amen.
Nobody, he said, not everyone who called me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
My Lord.
He said the kingdom of heaven.
My Lord.
See, there's
Lord.
A different kingdom of God. We the church down here, supposed to be the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But the kingdom of heaven is up there, third heaven up there.
My Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. It says, Eric said, Jesus goes on to say, on judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesy in your name.
Mm.
It's your name. It's power in the name. You don't get nothing else out of that. Power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Cast out demons in your name.
My Lord.
Perform many miracles in your name. And Jesus is going to say, Jesus will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me.
My God.
You who do evil.
Jesus.
Off
iniquity. My God.
Oh, glory.
My Lord.
My God.
My Lord.
God. Oh, what a
Jesus.
It said, many will enter. It said, enter God's kingdom only. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate.
My.
The highway to hell is broad.
Mm.
And the gates are wide for many who chose that way. But the gates to life is very narrow.
Jesus.
And the road is difficult.
My Lord.
Only a few shall find it.
Jesus.
Find it.
My Lord.
Church, it's time for us to get right with God.
My Lord.
Don't gamble with your soul's salvation. It don't gamble. Excuse me. Why are you going to go to church?
All your life. Jesus.
All your life sitting up there.
Woo.
And then end up in hell.
Help God.
Why? Check yourself.
My
check
Lord.
Your soul. Check if someone say, ask for discernment. I've said that before.
Mm.
God told me that a certain church was a social club.
Mm.
I didn't want to receive it.
My Lord.
Because you know how he speaks to you so softly sometimes. We attend church every Sunday. We attend church, and we don't even know what the preacher preached about.
Mercy God.
We got a Bible in front of us.
Jesus.
We got phones. All we got to do is lay down there and listen to the phone.
Amen.
We got different translations. We got easy translation.
Amen.
We got a New King James. We got the Amplified Version. Who show me how what the word means. Oh, glory to God.
Mercy God.
We got, but we can listen to it. We can read it. We can read it several times.
Amen.
But we sit up there and watch our rectangle of God on our wall.
Amen.
Across the TV. Junk. Vanity, 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 vanity.
My God.
A lot of it is vanity.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. I heard it, and then I heard, I thought he wasn't talking, then I heard Billy Graham preach a sermon. He said a certain pastor, he called his name, said God had told him his church was a social club.
Jesus.
We go to church, and Bible said, when I was hungry,
you
gave me no food. When I was in jail, you didn't visit me. When I was sick.
Jesus.
Oh, God, he talks about it. But we don't do it. Somebody's sick. There's the people in Hades and had every few years they go, I know they was under, but a lot of them have turned to Christ.
Mm.
They hungry. They need water.
My Lord.
And we don't feed them. But we go then buy a $40 meal.
My Lord.
And we could go get a feed ourselves at home for about $10.
My Lord.
And send, praise the Lord, 30 of those to, praise the Lord, to feed the hungry in Haiti.
My Lord.
When I was hungry. And praise, you know what he said? He said, he got to tell them those who help the needy, the homeless.
My Lord.
They're homeless over there, people. The thousand have died. There's ministers that, good Christian ministers. There's ministers like Samaritan Purse. He goes all over the world helping. There's Mercy Ship. There's many. But what are we doing?
Amen.
See, hell was made for Satan and his angels.
Jesus.
Not for us.
Amen.
We got to get it right.
Amen.
We got to get it right. Where is the love? Where is the forgiveness? Oh, praise. Remember, he said, everybody who called him Lord, Lord is not going to be saved. That's what he said.
Amen.
Everybody who working miracles. Everybody who cast out demons ain't going to make it in. Church, we got to get it right.
Amen.
Remember the 12 virgins? If you looked at those virgins, you thought, ooh, they virgins, they're a good church. Everybody in there saved.
My Lord.
Half went to hell.
My God.
Half went to hell. Church, get it right.
Amen.
Repent now.
Repent.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If he didn't spare the Jews.
Amen.
He's not going to spare us.
Close it.
Thank you.
God's word.
Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, do not let your word turn void.
Yes, Lord.
Father, let somebody hear and want to change their life.
Yes, God.
Father, we ask you to forgive me. I forgive me for my sins.
Forgive us, Lord.
My shortcomings.
Yes, God.
But Father, thank you that I'm not where
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
because
the
more I read your word, Lord.
Yes.
I know I have to repent.
Yes, God.
I repent for the things I know I did wrong.
Yes.
And I repent for the things I didn't know I did wrong.
Mercy, Lord God.
Father, let somebody hear this message.
Amen.
And turn from their ways.
Please, Lord.
Because the righteous. The righteous.
Yes.
And our right living.
Yes.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Seek to find the way to his kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
And his righteous ways of living. And
Amen.
The righteous ways of living. And all this shall be added to us, Lord. We have to worry about it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.